I know that you wouldn't mind if some of these folks stopped smoking while we're singing here. That'd really make it easy on us. Thank you. Because it's real hard to... But I'll take one of these little macrobiotic lozenges and I'll be all right. Yeah.
I thought those were mushrooms.
Yeah, that's right, Jerry. I got them down at the local health food store. Folks, I advise you to stop around by your local grocers and pick up the latest crop of mushrooms this season. Very good. But remember, don't try this at home. Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to finish up this set with a couple of bluegrass numbers, because I know bluegrass is all right here. You know, it's weird. When I moved down to Nashville, Tennessee from the green fields of Massachusetts back in 1964... I joined up with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. I'll never forget my first night in the band. We played the Grand Ole Opry Saturday night and went out to the parking lot afterwards, and Bill said, "Boys, climb aboard." There was this old bus sitting there, this old GMC. He said, "Pete, you drive." I got behind the wheel, and much to my surprise, the rest of the Bluegrass Boys got out and gave us a little push, jump-started the bus. I said, "Ooh-wee, I'm a Bluegrass Boy now." Well, we headed up north to Bean Blossom, Indiana, and got in there about sunrise. And I'll never forget the look on my face. As I coasted to a stop without any brakes in this tobacco field, and there on top of the shed was a big yellow sign with black letters that said, "Welcome to Bean Blossom, home of Bill Mambo and the Bluegrass Boys." And I'm the bus driver, and I'm serious. I figured, well, there's a little eye-catching advertisement. If you're driving down the road and you saw that, you'd definitely stop.
When did he change his name to Monroe?
I figured it was a clever kind of thing to draw the Hoosiers in off the back roads there. Well, I went to sleep in the back of the bus, and I went to sleep in my stage clothes. Nice wool suit. Yeah. Didn't have any air conditioning in the bus. We called the bus the Bluegrass Breakdown. I just remember Bill pounding on the side of the bus and said, "Pete Rones, get up. We've got a show now. Come on." So I straightened up best I could and went backstage where the brother act had just finished playing. It was a... They were two separate people, I can tell you that much, and they... One of them played the snare drum, and the other played the musical saw. Kind of a banjo and fiddle duet, if you can stretch your imaginations there. Well, that's a hard act to follow, but we went on stage, and Bill... He didn't waste any time in getting right into it, you know?